are back and better than ever, and I'm black and better than ever. Triple B's in the house for another exciting episode. And by God, y'all, we found him again. The man from Moss River was dug up. Jeez. So
don't
good.
Don't you mean drug up from the bottom of the river?
Listen,
drag the waters.
My back hurts too damn bad to be carrying his ass no more. Jared, it's so great to have you back, man. You know, honestly, the Triple B's, what are we without the biggest one? It's great to see you. Welcome back. And how you been feeling, dude? Think we lost the man. See what the hell happens like that quick. Oh, look, he unfroze.
Jeez, two weeks in a row of internet problems.
I gotta stop. Maybe I need to stop introducing you under the false pretense you're actually here. I see you, and then you goes John Cena. You can't see me. Do. Come on, dude.
I'm telling you, it's just not holding in there.
But regardless, how you been doing? Let the folks know what's been going on as of late. And let the what's the word, brother?
Man, I've just been living life. I've been pretty much working and just that's pretty much been it. Work, kids, and nothing really else few and far between, you know. I've been kind of dedicated to the job. Nothing really too crazy. I haven't really had a whole lot of time to talk to a whole lot of people. But, you know, this is kind of one of those things where I finally had a little bit of time where I could get together with you guys and actually sit down and have a little bit of a talk.
By God, you're as busy as Bruce Prichard. He never has time to do a new episode of Something to Wrestle.
Right.
And Bruce, take your pills. No, great to have you back. Yeah, I know that things have been super, super hectic for you. In the meantime, since the last time we did an episode, I'm now a cat owner.
Of two?
Yeah, I got two cats. One was actually found on the side of the road by my job. One of my coworkers brought me a kitten that I named Betty White. And she loves to stick her paws into my chest and her claws, and it hurts like a bitch. But
You're just comfy.
My other cat, her name is Miss Moneypenny, and she smacked the crap out of Betty yesterday for daring to get in her space while eating. So these two do not like each other, but they will learn.
Or die trying.
No, Wayne.
You're going to make it work.
Like, we're not having that. See, I hear one of them whimpering by the door right now, but she's not coming in here. We got business to conduct. Byron, what's been new with you, brother? How's the apartment come along?
It finally got everything we need laid out, like maintenance wise. We're still on the hunt to get ourselves a coffee table that's dining room table, because we still don't have room in the apartment for both. But other than that, like, office is now much better off. Like, the living room is actually, we can move around it without a bunch of boxes. Like, we're there. We're at 90%. Next up is going to be hanging pictures and whatnot.
Good stuff.
Can't really complain.
Awesome. Well, folks, we're glad to be back all together to entertain and entice and delight. I know I'm very delightful. Can't speak for the other two. Well, in their case, ask their wives. But no, just super glad to have you back. Of course, now you can subscribe to us on YouTube. We also produce YouTube exclusive content over on the channel there, and this will be going directly back to all of your favorite streaming platforms. We do apologize, but life has just supremely gotten away in the last few months, and it's not been for lack of trying, but we got a lot going on, a lot want to catch up on, and we recently posted to Facebook a question to ask for all of our listeners back home in Poplar Bluff and in Southeast Missouri, asking them, what is everybody's fondest memories of growing up there? You know, everybody who's lived in PB all has an opinion of it. It's not always positive sometimes, and it's not always negative. But, you know, like any hometown, you have the pros and the cons, and we all grew up relatively different, so we have different experiences. But I will pose the question, Jared, to you as a child, because you lived down in the outskirts of town out towards Wapapello. But what are your fondest memories of growing up as a child in PB favorite places to eat, hang out, you know, go play as a kid, favorite things you did with your parents, grandparents, just what have you. Just let the folks know your perspective of growing up in PB.
I mean, honestly, my favorite's probably growing up as a kid, going to the parks up there at the lake. You know, we really didn't go to parks actually in Poplar Bluff because we were literally like 5 minutes from Wapapello. Honestly, eating wise, Burger King with my grandparents, that was always an exciting thing for me. And then, of course, just being able, you know, later on in life, you know, being a teenager, Bluff Billiards, me and Byron, we have that memory together different times. We used to go there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Wait, Bluff Billiards, so, you mean Westwood?
No, Bluff.
No, Bluff Billiards. It was over there on Vine Street. It was next.
Right. Next to the
There's
well.
Another one of those.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, that was owned by Charlie Ralston's boy. Go there quite a bit. And
we played so much Cutthroat there.
Yeah, Cutthroat was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. I have not played pool in so long. But, you know, we didn't really go to Stoplight Billiards, Byron, before they took down that little strip mall there. Yeah.
Faintly.
Used to go there a couple times. Westwood was kind of like that scene, like you actually could drink because they would probably, I think it was like close to 11 o'clock. If you were anything, they just asked you to leave.
So
yeah, because Westwood be like, you're cutting into my booze money.
They would heavily encourage you to buy alcohol at Westwood Billiards while you're going to be there.
Yep.
Well, sometimes they wouldn't directly say. You mentioned Burger King. You know what? One thing I greatly enjoyed because I didn't get to do it all the time was the play places at I always had to compare between McDonald's and Burger King's play area. I don't know. Burger King just hit differently for me.
It was so much more fun than McDonald's. To be honest, like, McDonald's one was fun, but like, tell me you did not like jump on those like almost like punching bag like things. Tell me you did not jump on those and swing around.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, you had those. You had different things around in that area where you could run. You had the giant like almost pseudo punching bags. You had a rope climb, and then you had the slide in Burger King. The only thing was it was almost like hamster tubing. You literally, that was it. You crawled through it. You got to go to a slide. There wasn't really anything else super duper exciting about it. As Burger King was like, oh yeah, we'll put a rope climb in here. We'll have these different stages where you can just go shoot through and, you know, little platforms you could climb up on. It was different and it did hit differently. And then if you notice, like back in the 90s, every Burger King had a different layout to their play sets. And then, of course, they also had, like, you remember some outside toys. You guys remember the little dig toys they used to put out there and their outside toys?
Yeah,
like things work the arms.
Yeah.
The Cape one had those outside of theirs. My favorite spot to go to when we came to Cape, I was like, hey, let's go to the Burger toys.
Man, it for me, growing up, you know, obviously, like y'all know, I grew up dirt ass poor. You know, we struggled a lot, but that because of that fact, to me, at least from my perspective, it made those moments of getting to go out and do things in town and go to, like, you know, go to the Mansion Mall movie theater and, you know, the Rogers and stuff like that, made it really stand out. My favorite place to eat was, and rest in peace in Poplar Bluff, at least, damn it, Pizza Hut. Nothing beat that buffet for me. Not I'm at, over Pizza Inn, and I love Pizza Inn.
No, here's the thing though, they have a new Pizza Hut in PB.
It's not Plaza, right, Byron?
I think so, but it's not the same. I think it's only carry out. There's no dine-in anymore.
Then it's not Pizza Hut.
I'm pretty sure it's right there next to like Dunkin' Donuts, the Rent and Roll, and all that. Is that what you're thinking of too? Right?
I think so too. Yeah.
Then it's not Pizza Hut, man.
It's still Pizza Hut. It's not the same experience, but it's still Pizza Hut pizza.
Well, it's kind of like ours. Ours is like, I don't have a sit down anymore. But I remember like Bay and like the arcade machines there at the.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. At a at a certain point, me and my folks, we started doing like pizza, and because it was just like, okay, it's the buffets. It was, you know, we go lunchtime.
Pizza is so god awful.
Wow, that is such a blasphemous thing to say for folks.
It depends. I'll die on that. It really depends. It really depends, Byron. If I was going to say like the early 90s, you know, before they started regulating trans fats and everything else, everything tasted good, even if it looked like shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll say this much. Like, if it came to buffets or whatnot, like, Godfathers beat them out. Like,
No question. I do have a hot take regarding Godfather's pizza, however. Taco pizza is overrated.
I do agree with that. You cannot.
Okay, so we're all on the same board with that?
Yeah, I really just kind of think it's overrated. Yes, I'm going to say it. It is, in fact, gimmicky. But, you know, there's so many other greater pies out there that could be had. And you give us this abomination of lettuce, cheese, and
it's 90% lettuce
on top.
And not only that, who wants to eat warm lettuce?
I don't know. I don't like lettuce.
Not I.
No.
Second that motion.
It's a texture thing. So people who, you know, live and die by Godfathers and think that the taco pizza is the greatest thing on earth, I question everything about your taste buds. Respectfully. But no, it's not it. Like, I'm good. but the main reason why, I have this photo, printed photo of me and I believe it's my sister Ashley, Dr. Ashley, shout out. She got her PhD. And our grandmother, my dad's mother, at Godfather's, and I want to say I was maybe in fourth grade, because growing up in PB, where you went to elementary school, we all had our T-shirts representing our elementary school, you know, Lake Road and, you know, Oak Grove. We were the Mark Twain Panthers, so we had this gold shirt, and it had the school logo and the red Mark Twain and blue lettering. I have that shirt, and we were at Pizza Hut, because clearly you could tell because of the drinking cups. But that's one main reason why Pizza Hut means a lot to me. Plus, playing NBA Jam in Area 51 in the corner on the arcade machine, like stuff like that, really, you know, made childhood super super cool. Also, hanging out at Frosty's Drive-In, the best burgers in PB, still to this day, you will not get any other choices out of me. Best greasiest freaking burgers on earth.
Let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about things that are no longer existing in Poplar Bluff while we're on that subject. Speaking of the drive-in.
I like that. I'll start with one. Ponderosa Steakhouse. Love that place.
Ryan's. Like
Ponderosa.
In the 90s, Ryan's was like the king of buffets.
Hell yeah, it was. Everybody
was
there.
So good. Oh, I remember going there and be packed all the time, but like towards the later years, like down the road, like it was dead. Like they only ever seen half the building.
Yeah, the last
well,
time
you
we
remember
ate there was
when
like
it
15.
Well, you remember like when we first got it in town. You compare apples to apples. What was open at that time? They thought that was like a game changer when it came to Poplar Bluff. Well,
yeah,
just because
at the time,
variety
it was.
Of food we. Yeah,
I mean, it's like we didn't have a buffet in town like that. Like, essentially, go there, everybody get whatever they want. Like the mac and cheese at the time slapped like no tomorrow.
That's the first thing that came to mind. I swear, as soon as you said Ron's, I'm like, oh, that mac and cheese was so cheesy.
But here's the thing though: the closest I found to that same mac and cheese is at Golden Corral.
I'll give you.
I was about to say Golden Corral would be solid. You know, we were slotted for that to get in that building at one point in time. And then I don't remember what happened. I just know that they ended up selling it to Fuji, people that had like the Japanese steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't even know what's there anymore, but I'm just honest with you.
Another place that's not in PB that came to mind, Shoney's.
I never ate there.
Shoney's.
That's where El Acapulco is, I believe.
Yeah. Shoney's was there for a little while. That these places charcuterie boards and steakhouses. It kind of went out.
Western Ponderosa. Sizzler.
I never.
Yeah, the place burned down.
Yeah, burned down.
Wait, what happened? I never heard about that.
Apparently, the rumors.
Western Sizzler. Go ahead, Byron.
I say apparently the rumors were it was insurance scammed.
Garbage.
But they're
long time.
So.
Then, of course, I enjoyed their sign, which was always "We'll be back soon." No, you won't.
Holy crap! No, I had never heard about that.
Yep,
that's garbage, man. Another one is I don't think this is there in PB anymore. Grecian Steakhouse, the Greek restaurant.
No, you remember they converted that into that Mexican restaurant, JR.
Oh yeah. I used to eat there all the time when I'd go to JR's to drink. You could just get a menu.
Yeah,
that explains a lot there. Yeah, but I would get absolutely hammered at that place and then buy a big ass fajita.
What was it called before JR's? I just remember Bob's people place. Going in Bob's place. I remember people going in over there getting white because they would have Friday night drink specials. All you can drink for. I'm like, what the hell,
dude? That was my regular. I think it was summer of 2014. That was my regular bar because I knew the owner and the other guy who worked there, and we would always hang out. And like, they would go close the bar down and bring a bunch of beer over to one of my buddy's house, and we would just get tore up. It was a delightful time. That was the only summer I went where I didn't have to pay for a single drink. Magnificent times.
Remember going there quite a bit and just pretty much drinking the town dry, and of course it would just be like, yeah, you get a wristband, you get to drink as much as you want, and I'm like, how can you run a business this way? But okay,
no, you're not. Yeah, okay, we'll have a good time on your dime, but how are you going to make this money up, you know? One Perkins? Place I had such fond memories of Perkins. Oh man, their breakfast
Kmart, gentlemen.
I got Grand Theft Auto 3 from Kmart for Christmas. The line was absurd to get that game.
I just remember the thing of, oh, one more, Hastings.
That's, I mean, honestly.
The biggest travesty of losses.
Pour one out for Hastings. Dude, I could never get a job there. I noticed legitimately, I never saw one black person get hired there. So I think that kind of told on themselves. But for never having money, that was the best place to go in and just disconnect and like and play on the game kiosk, the demos and shit, just flipping through music and all and books and everything. It was such a great hangout place.
Also, like,
honestly,
even if you have a whole lot of money, like, they had some great like used game value.
Oh yeah, they definitely did.
Well, honestly, what kind of hurt them was that they were still a video rental place to a degree. If you guys remember, think about that.
Oh yeah, we rented a lot of movies from there after like a family video went out.
The rental business is dead, you know.
Speaking of which, you guys see where Netflix finally is canceled doing their mail out disc program that they've been doing.
Talk about the end of an era. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's still one standing.
What's the one?
The only blockbuster still is
that's right
in circulation.
Yeah, the last blockbuster didn't. I think there was a Netflix movie about that.
Well, there was a TV series that they did, or there was a series they did on Netflix. I think about it, and I'll give you that, Byron. I'll concede to that. You know, something else. You were talking about video rental places. You know, we movie gallery, Showtime Entertainment.
Showtime Video was so cool to me. I got a story, actually. I got the autograph of the Lollipop Kid from The Wizard of Oz at the Showtime Video where that was across the street from the radio station.
I remember when that hat came through. Do y'all remember the rental place where, like, in the back of it, they had, like, that kid, like, the castle, you cross a drawbridge to get to the kid videos?
No, that's what it was Showtime Video.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Showtime, and they end up keeping that castle whenever they turned into movie gallery.
Yeah, they did, which I thought was a nice little wink and nod. See, that's how you knew a weekend was about to be dope, dude. If you got to go to the video store to rent some movies or rent some games, and you had a big-ass Bigfoot pizza from Little Caesars, it was on. That's a weekend.
See, we didn't have visitors until, what was it, Byron? Probably 2015, 16?
Something like that. And then it was the big deal of town because you get the $5 hot and ready pizza.
See, that was always the game changer. I'll agree with you on that, Kyle. When you got to go down there, you used to get to pick out your movie. Honestly, pizza was what my folks predominantly ordered. Get you thin and crispy, sausage, and ham. Can't go wrong. Black olive.
No, definitely can't go wrong there. Shit, that's a game changer. See, with Little Caesars, because where its location was growing up is where Northtown Drug is in PB, and that's been there that way for a long time. Getting that Bigfoot, I did not understand what that actually meant as a child, other than on the surface, oh shoot, we're having pizza tonight. That's awesome. And that's all we're having. Nope, what that means is mama's not cooking.
Yeah. Also, like a couple game changers. I remember us when we were growing up. Like, do you remember when the New Yorker first came out?
Oh hell yeah, that big old thing.
Yeah. Yep. And then, do you remember the tie-in with Crash Bandicoot and Pizza Hut, and when they first released the stuffed crust pizza at Pizza Hut?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. You don't eat pizza this way. You flip it. You twist it.
Yeah,
and it tied with Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, and they played it with Crash Bandicoot because Crash spins.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool. No, I was not familiar with that. Any other places y'all want to wax poetic on? I mean,
we've touched on it previously, but
I started it on.
I was just gonna say,
go ahead, Byron.
We touched previously is like the end all be all place to go for your birthday when you were young in PB. Skate City.
How do we forget? And still rolling.
Not as good as it used to, but it's still rolling.
I used to go. We used to go over to the Puxico skating rink. I had like several birthday parties.
See, I never had a birthday at any of those places. You know, that's just it wasn't affordable. But the few times that I got to go to Skate City that did not involve PE class in junior high. Were absolute fire, and I have told my daughter I will learn how to roller skate for her if she wants to learn too, because I ain't done that in a long time, and I'll gladly bust my ass for her.
I'm about to say nothing's more iconic other than you had the straightaway of nothing but arcade games, and then you had literally the skate. Right, and at the very back of the building, you had the actual play place.
The king of play places growing up.
Yeah, you had the wooden rollers that was like motorized that you would roll down.
Yep, you had the big ass ball pit, which with a pyramid in the middle, which I will admit 100%, I climbed to the top of that son of a bitch and flipped off of it.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like something you would do. It sounds like something he would do.
No, I did it quite often. I think I got in trouble a couple of times for it, too.
I don't doubt that at all. the fact that nobody's mentioned Bluff Lanes is blowing my mind right now.
Oh, that's
well, awesome. We haven't even got that far yet, man.
Yeah, that's Jared Michael's stomping ground.
Shoot, yeah. Cosmic bowling on Friday nights.
$20 for 2 hours, all you can bowl? Oh, my God.
That was a whole thing. I honestly, different ones I remember going there with would either be dates or just, you know, right when we first got into high school. I remember going there, everybody getting together, or eighth grade even.
I just remember, like, just once everybody can start driving, it'd be like, hey, Friday or Saturday night, Cosmic Bowling, who's in?
Mm-hmm.
And then go there, meet up with everybody, bowl for hours and chill, and like, people you meet there like oh hey, there's somebody I know.
So on a slight sidebar, last night I pulled off a high school special. I don't know what compelled me to do this, but because I hadn't eaten, I got up and I recreated Chicken Nugget Monday at home last night, and I was so damn happy with myself, because normally I cook. I don't cook like, you know, like an eighth grader in home ec just learning how to make mashed potatoes for the first time, or a pizza or some shit. But I said, you know what? That actually sounds kind of good. And I feel bad for eating my daughter's chicken nuggets. But damn it, It was so good. I took two pieces of bread and I kind of made up the old dinner roll that they give you on Mondays for Chicken Nugget Monday. And I sandwiched it all together and made a sandwich. I'm like, God, I am a freshman again.
Well, we didn't have Chicken Nugget Monday. We had Chicken Patty Wednesday.
Yeah, we had Chicken Patty Wednesday. And of course, they gave you just plain slice of white bread and mashed potatoes.
Y'all didn't get a roll?
No, we got a slice of bread, but like, hey, you took a chicken patty on there with some potatoes. It was a great open face sandwich.
Yeah, I did that last night, and I'm sitting on the couch after watching the Blues game, talking to one of my buddies, and I went to high school with, and I'm like, dude, I can't believe I just recreated Chicken Nugget Monday, and I didn't even think anything twice of it. That's another thing. Let's reminisce a little bit. Fondest, okay, like lunchroom memories. How about that one? How about that?
Honestly, the big tray of breakfast pizza was my go-to whenever they have that at school.
My favorite was Fridays, if you were second lunch shift, the a la carte line, like the a la carte food, whatever's left over, they bring it out to us, and it was whoever got there first. First come, first serve. Like, it was you get a table that was close enough to it, so like they played out there. People were bolting for it to get fries, chicken sandwiches. Like, dude, in high school, nothing beat a spicy chicken sandwich with nacho cheese on it and cheese fries. Like, it was spicy. It was delicious. It was great.
Used to do their spicy chicken strips, and then of course I would do like their mozzarella sticks and stuff. But the cheese fries goated every time.
We didn't have anything like that. Not that
you had to pay for it. This was a la carte. So, like, this was like, if you had some money you want to spend, you can get this food.
Yeah. Because half the time, they always, well, dude, like the lunch menu they had there, it was just felonious. It was never really that great. So, everybody, once they introduced that a la carte earlier, and I think that came in my sophomore year. So, Byron's freshman year.
Yep.
So, It was a game changer, because otherwise people pretty much lived out of the beta stand, got candy and all this other shit. And then, of course,
I worked that damn thing.
Yeah, fucking slave driver.
So my earliest memories was in junior high, and this was around the time when like Ludacris was starting to blow up, and his Back for the First Time album dropped. And the song Southern Hospitalities, with the most known for having, you know, when you get on the flow, throw them bows. So we would try to cut line all the time by throwing elbows like this and shit at people, trying to cut line to get those square bomb ass pizzas, the greatest pizza ever made. That's what I remember. Like the year 2000, early 2001.
The cardboard pizza was good as long as you drowned in a ranch.
I honestly remember I just remember rolling that thing up and just it being bearable that way, and just, you know,
I had a drowning ranch because it was like, get some good pile of ranch, dip it in there, it's the only way to make it go down, otherwise you're kind of like gagging on cardboard.
That's because you're a basic white bitch. That's fine though, we love you.
Fuck you.
Byron probably eats pumpkin spice every day.
He wakes up every morning. It's pumpkin spice season.
Where's my egg bits?
No, it's wake up every morning now and be like, God, I want egg sandwich. Well, here's fruit in a protein bar.
Look, Mr. Counting Calories, which also very proud of you.
Yeah,
proud of the both of you. You both of us stated, you know, lost weight, so very, very proud of the both of you. I just stay plumpy and wonderful. But
dude, I hate this so much because this past week, Wednesday, the company took us out to lunch because we had a new guy coming from out of town training and whatnot. We went to a place called here in St. Louis called Balkan Treat Box. It's Bosnian food. And the meal I got was super fucking high in fat and whatnot. So, like, for dinner, I had to cut way down on, like, what I was eating, and as well as last night, I had a situation yesterday. I went, okay, how much trans fat and saturated fats can I cut out of my meals for the today? It is a nightmare while counting that shit, but, like, I know in the long run, it's going
to
be worth it.
What made you decide to go ahead and and calories. Are you and Rachel on a diet, I guess?
No, she's not changing anything. It's me who has to change to my stuff. I had some blood drawn for life insurance stuff, and my liver enzymes were so high they thought I was binge drinking the night before, and I had to drop alcohol. So it's my assumption is it's a fatty liver because I don't have a gallbladder for one. So like I also tend to eat high fat foods. So it's a going on a lower fat diet as much as I can and counting essentially how much fat I'm eating, tracking my calories so I can get my deficit so I can lose weight. My goal right now is to get down to 155, 160 by next year. And so far, I'm almost down to 200 again. I'm almost down to 7 pounds.
There you go. I'm about to say, I'm just cruising. Pretty much still eat the same stuff, but it's just, for me, it's just the physical labor of it. It's hard as hell for me to get off the line.
Yeah, I got to essentially prep out what I'm doing for the week. Like last night, I did rice and some baked chicken breasts for dinner. And like, it was really good, but it is what it is. Like one thing I'm learning about this dieting is like a large percentage of it is mind over matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all comes down to willpower.
Yep.
Are you workout or anything in there? Or are you
not really? I'm walking some, but mostly just dieting. It's mainly cutting calories. Like right now, I think my average calorie intake, like deficit per day is between 500 to 1300. Give or take.
Yeah. I'm super, super proud of all of you. I've incorporated bike riding a couple days a week into, for me, it's more of just gaining more muscle. Cause I realize it's hard for me to lose weight. I've been plump for a while now.
I'll tell you this much right now, dude. If you just count your calories and make sure you hit at least your 500 calorie deficit a day, you will lose weight. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do about an hour of bike riding every day now, and it definitely makes me feel really good. But yeah, working out does not counter a bad diet and bad eating habits. There's just no way around it.
It helps to a point. But, like, you definitely want to try to eat better. Like, for me, because I'm trying to go low fat as much as possible, like, I'm eating, like, anything like dairy or whatnot. It's light or plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Or low fat. So, like, and it's cutting back the amount. Like,
I was going to say, too, also the fact of if you boys can, you know, people at our age, our metabolisms are slowing down. If you can keep your metabolism regulated where you're continuously burning fat, a hardcore workout program can shed the pounds off of you any day of the week. You know, that was the magic of youth, whenever we could literally eat whatever the hell we wanted, work out, flex, and be done with it and still maintain shape.
Yeah, Jared remembers me in high school.
What were you ultra high metabolism?
Considering I played basketball in high school, it was working out 3 hours a day, roughly 5 days a week. I kid you not, my max weight in high school was 135.
But that was a strong toned 135, was it not?
I look like literally the joke was I could turn sideways, stick my tongue out, I look like a zipper.
Yep.
I mean, I was in shape, but like I just didn't have any muscle mass.
I pretty much 180 pretty much entirely through high school.
Like, yeah, you were skinny, dude.
Little dude, like I was just the proper build. Like I was just stocky. I didn't really like I was skinny, but I still had like a little bit of tone to me. Like I could literally work out, but I didn't work out really at school. Everywhere else I went, I was more either at like a I cannot even think today. Ozark Fitness for a while,
mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
I remember for a good while that you were heavily into like boxing training and
MMA.
MMA.
He got me into it a little bit.
To what, Byron?
So you got me into it a little bit. I did a little bit of training, but not didn't really. I dabbled.
I think at that point in time, my fight weight was 220.
And what would you say you're at about now?
I'm floating around like 300 and like 295 these last few days.
Good grief, I've dude. See, myself. Yeah, I totally would have wanted you to play football at PBHS. I so would. What a freaking hoss. And not just because of the size, but the mentality of, I'm going to rip someone's head off. That would have totally been you on the field.
Dude, my cousin Dallas, he did that. We graduated the same time. He actually played pretty regularly over there.
And actually having, I got to play with you a little bit, and I'm like, you know what? It's a shame you went to Twin Rivers and they don't want football.
It's not that they don't want football. It's to make a field. They'd have to like get somebody to donate farmland to build a field.
I actually,
that's a big thing there.
This can relay to some Boot Hill related news. And I think folks back home are going to really enjoy this episode that we're putting a lot of shine back on our hometown. But Donovan is shutting down their football program for the remainder of the season due to lack of players.
I mean, Donovan was only maybe a little bit smaller than Twin Rivers. And again, yeah. It's like down in that area, like we don't have the size of it. So like, I don't know about PB, but like in Twin Rivers in the fall, you have competing sports. Like you've got baseball going on and you got basketball starting up. So it's like, there's not really a good way to overlap that. Make sure you got players to be able to do it. Cause like, I mean, like you could overlap baseball and basketball. Sure. But still.
Well, we don't do that.
You got to remember baseball was more of like a summer into fall sport for us, but like, you know, we had volleyball, we had baseball, we had basketball. Basketball was our big time rivalry, you know, Battle of the Bluff, you know, with you guys.
Oh yeah, Butler County, yeah.
Yeah, but the fun thing was always with baseball was I can hardly remember a time where PB beat us in baseball.
Didn't happen often, I can tell you that. I'll tell you a story about the first time that I went to y'all's high school was junior year, and we had a JV varsity split there, and I've never been made uncomfortable by seeing a baseball field because y'all had like barbed wire fences and shit. I'm like, hey, what is this? Like, this is unsettling. And then a bunch of dudes on the team, because there was only two black players and myself. I was the equipment manager, but I was good enough to play. But, you know, I just chose not to. And they kept making all these little jokes, which they weren't funny then, definitely not funny now, about how uncomfortable we should feel by basically saying all of y'all are racist.
I think there's a big misconception there. You know, obviously, yeah, there's some of them there. Literally, I mean, I can think of a few guys at that point in time. Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Yeah,
but honestly, I think it's just the mental mentality of if you guys come into our house, if you guys are thinking that, that's going to be your outcome. If you think something is going to be a certain way and you don't give it a chance and it's just automatically, yeah, you know, this is what it's going to be regardless of whatever you tell me or change my opinion. That's the mentality. That's literally too. But I also can think of several guys on that team and pretty much anybody out there that have a conversation with anybody, skin is or anything in that regard. It's just a fact of people have that mental mindset.
Yes, that was the thing going there, because like some of the dudes on the team thought that would be quote funny, and it wasn't, and it did make me admittedly a little uncomfortable. Fast forward, now that was spring of 2005. Fast forward 4 years later, I meet Jared, and then the trickle down effect of going to Three Rivers at that point in time changed my entire life, and I can't stress that enough for the people that I did meet from that school. You know, yourself and, you know, Byron and, you know, and ladies that have, you know, that have been very, very important to my life, so on and so forth. So, and also what changed is that the play that you and I went to together, and Byron, your mother was watching, was there, and she saw that Jared was there, and then she saw that I was there. She didn't know me, but if I was with him, then she was going to keep an eye out on my date, which was with one of y'all's classmates. And there's other things that happened that evening that will never be mentioned publicly. However, that gave me a lot of security, and I felt, and that's when I felt safe. And honestly, Byron, I gotta give a big thank you to your mother for, you know, easing my comfort. Like everybody who was there did, but the fact that your mother, who didn't know me, looked out for me.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing I'll say about my mom is she was always there looking out for anybody, make sure that they weren't in a place where they were uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She was always there to be keep an eye out, and she was essentially the mother hen.
You gotta think, there are different times with your mother. She had to keep me in my lane. I always appreciate that.
She tried. Yeah, I think she had more success than I
tried. I don't know. Well, does Miranda even keep you in your lane?
I mean, I'm obviously in my lane. I'm working.
He's more in his lane than he's ever been.
This is the most domesticated that I can imagine that you've ever been. But in a way, it still feels like there's a little bit of that wild horse that ain't going away ever.
I'm too tired to do anything nowadays.
Age is caught up to him. He's got wrangling 3 kids.
Mm-hmm. He tied.
I'm about to say, the most excitement this week, gentlemen, I had that I looked forward to is mowing my lawn.
A freaking course it is.
God, this is the man that back in the day would go out, party hard. And now he's just like, I just want to mow my lawn.
That's pretty much it. We had that wine tasting a week or so ago, and then like
that still blows my mind.
You went to a what?
It was a wine tour, but we went to like 4 different wineries. We had tastings and different things. I had some events. We've had it just was like straight acetone. I was like, nah.
this is the man who literally growing up, who his drink of choice was either Jack and Pepsi.
Or Jaeger.
Or Jaeger. And he's out here tasting wine? Who are you?
Well, I mean, it was a fun tour. I get stories. You know, you get a bunch of nurses and receptionists together. It's a hell of a good time.
I mean, nurses do drink quite a bit because they deal with a lot of shit.
Here's how one of them. We started at 8 a.m. We didn't get back to from the trolley back to our drop point till 8 p.m. So it was 12 hours of pure drinking. One of the ladies was wearing a little black dress and decided, squat to take a piss. So she's leaning over on the tree. At the same time, here comes somebody pulling in with her car, bright lighting her. And all you see is her covering her face and just trying to. Like fucking A.
I can't get over the fact that you of all people, you went to a wine tasting. Like you put your pinky up, you sadiddy MF-er.
Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of it's just the area and the fact of who I hang around with right now. I'm not really around as many. See, down in PB, you had a group of people that would do that, but now it's like the people that I run with and everything else, it's like that seems like the thing. Like I golf on a regular basis. I haven't had a chance to golf in a little bit, but I golf and do more of that. And then, you know, we've got another wine tasting slotted for next summer. We're going to hit 4 more wineries. So I'm here's the thing. I don't make plans anymore. My wife makes plans. And usually it involves me going, all right, you're off this weekend. We're going to this. And I'm like, okay, can Dude. I just stay home on my lawn?
Watch football on Sundays.
Dude, my Sundays are pretty much, I get to catch one game of football. Otherwise, it's like, hey, I got a honey-do list for you. You got a what now?
Yep.
And me working on something like I have turned to my fact of Tom Mossman would never be caught dead on a trolley sample wine.
No, like hell he would.
I will tell you how I closed that night out though. Everybody was still ready to party. I said, so I got the pong table out, got the cups, and I went and got myself a bottle of Jim Beam Red Stag Wild Cherry Pepsi. I was like, let's get it.
All right, hey. That's fine with me.
That is one of those Jared Mossman moments that I haven't done in a while. And of course, had to take everybody to church, let them know, you know, hey, sorry, you're going to be drinking, pal.
That takes me back to like the parties at your house. Like,
Dude, no, that was always my...
I said, like, those parties at your house, everybody come in, and you and I'd be like, we would maintain the whole night, and everybody else would get blitzed, and we're just sitting there laughing.
Oh, dude, we would party down, and it would just be... I remember getting that pong or getting a table from Orchland. I was like, all right, you know, it's like y'all talking mad shit. Let's play a game.
I don't even know how good I'd be at pong anymore.
Dude, it's like riding a bike. You get back into it. It's nutty.
Get a couple drinks and you'll be fine.
Harley, we were playing this last weekend and literally she's just like, I'm going to drink you under the table. And I'm like, okay, sure you are. Let's do it. It's like I didn't even bother mixing at that point in time. I just twisted the cap off the top and just tilted the bottle.
Yeah, see, like you still go to the dome. I don't drink hard like I used to. I definitely can, but I don't, you know, obviously presence and priorities, especially with my daughter, I never do. I'll have a little bit here and there. And yes, I do have wine in my house, but it doesn't get touched much. It's a cupcake flavored wine. You know what we drink in this house? Terramana tequila. As a wrestling fan, it is law. If The Rock makes it, you must use it. Damn good bottle for $30. Let me tell you something. And it's smooth. It's got a hint of vanilla because of course it is. Vanilla is my kryptonite. But stuff is good, dude. I highly recommend, but you had a wine tasting has absolutely hurt my brain for the rest of the weekend. I never would have thought.
It's a whole thing.
Are you going to wear a cardigan next time?
He's going to wear a sweater tied around his shoulders.
Oh, dear Lord. You look like Carlton off the Fresh Prince.
Oh, let me tell you guys something real quick. We were at this winery called Charleville. I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, I see side by side. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a pretty chill little experience. Nothing too crazy. I get in there. They got a wall of booze and you get one of these bracelets and you're only allotted, like, I think it was 18 ounces. And it's like, that's nothing. 18 ounces of booze. And then of course they want you to come to the counter after you've drank 18 ounces and make sure that you're still sober. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still here, pal. Well, let me get at that. This place was probably the most ritzy winery I've ever been to. I paid $40 for a meal for me and Miranda. We got two pizzas. A four cheese pizza. I said, yeah, I want a four cheese pizza. So you know what they bring out to me? They bring me out a pizza that literally has cheeses on it and it's got an oil base instead of sauce. This motherfucker has goat cheese on it. Goat cheese
on a pizza,
all this other yes, like all these gourmet cheeses on a pizza. I'm like, the fuck is this? I just wanted a four cheese pizza.
Not four cheeses, just gourmet.
No, that's not pizza.
Well, it's
the old adage of people trying to fancy up basic foods.
Well, they did that, and then they had this thing that I ordered. It was portobello, and it was just deep-fried portobello cap mushroom to slivers. I was like, okay, not bad. But their menu was just so – it was very ritzy.
Yep.
And
I couldn't – Miranda's even basic. You. Well, Miranda's basic sausage, like meat lover's pizza, it didn't even have – either, and it had like these weird premium cheeses on there. Goat cheese on everything. Stop it.
Like, you ain't gotta do all that. It's pizza. It's freaking pizza, guys.
You don't have to dress it up. It is good enough.
But again, you're at a winery, so they have to dress everything up.
Do you eat like that at home? Then you shouldn't have to eat like that here.
It's the environment you gotta think about. It's par course for any place that's trying to be ritzy.
Well, I will say this though: when we went, they were very clear on, oh yeah, some of these wineries. So very nice polo. So of course I'm like, yeah, I've got polos. We're good.
You always have plenty of those. And I, dude, I can definitely dress up and look and walk the part and walk it and talk it blindfolded if the situation warrants it. But I still want to eat good, you know.
Here's something else too. Every single band at every single winery, one song, every song was the same. had to play Last Dance Mary Jane, and I don't fucking get it. I love Tom Petty, but why? And everyone, every single person's set list had that song. I'm like, why?
You gotta understand, they're not catering to guys, they're catering to the female audience.
Well, it's literally on everyone's set list. Like, my favorite one we went to was over in Farmington. It was Twin Oaks. And literally, they had a full live band. This felt more like, okay, these guys, you saw side by sides out there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a hell of a good time. You can get burgers and chicken strips here. I'm like, oh, tilt it back. Come on now.
I don't think I'd ever want to go take a wine tasting, but like, I could do a beer tasting.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely do one of those.
They have that too. So, like I said, Charleville, they literally had a wall of nothing but beer. Like, they had peanut butter beer. They had like a whole assortment. It's almost like, well, you guys, neither one of you have been to Dogwood, but more or less, big old wall of just like taps. Try different booze and different things. It's good.
You know, speaking of, and then we'll wrap things up here. I want to give a quick shout out to the number one brewery in Missouri for since 2020, Beard Engine Brewing Co. Literally, they're in my backyard. They actually have a beer that is based on Elvis's favorite sandwich, the peanut butter and bacon sandwich was got banana in the middle. They made a beer out of that.
Interesting.
They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's all good.
Yeah, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, my favorite beer of theirs that they made was a Neapolitan milk stout. Like, it was a beer that tasted like Neapolitan ice cream.
Jeez.
So, and also, how fitting, it's Friday the 13th. So, yeah, to throw out some wacky stuff.
I'm about to go to a horror show tonight.
Are you?
The wife and I tonight, we're going, because we couldn't get tickets to see Taylor Swift in her Eras tour, we're going to go see the movie tonight. I'm about to go spend 3 hours in a movie theater with people screaming and shouting Taylor Swift songs.
You're going to go see this, be a part of the Swifties.
Yep, I am going to see a horror show tonight.
Proud husband right there. His finest.
I'm sorry. Oh. Now, Jared, would you do that?
My wife ain't asking me that. I'm over here going doing bougie things like wine tastings and things. Next time I have to go somewhere. Ballroom dancing will be on my agenda next week, folks.
Ballroom.
Oh, what?
No, that's not real. You're not actually going to go ballroom dance, are you?
No.
I'm about to say, dude, like, I'm all for ballroom dancing, like, whatever. But, like, you ballroom dancing? No, give me your Jared card. You're no longer Jared.
No, you are absolutely not. You are just Michael Mossman. Dude, what on earth?
Mikkel Mossman just got exotic.
Mikkel. Jeez. So if that were to actually happen, somebody's got to video that so we can post it.
Yes.
There ain't no telling. Find something for us to do. It'll be like, this is going to be fun. I'll be like, wow. The hell it is, woman.
We might need to get Miranda to be a part of the Triple B's team to take photos and video you doing non-Jared things.
Yes, we can make a whole segment. Things that aren't Jared.
I'm with that. We start posting photos to the official Twitter account, which, by the way, follow @beards_bros on X or Twitter, depending on your feelings on that name. And find us on Facebook, Spotify, all the good jazz, everything that we're all on. All the links will be available on this here video. We got to wrap things up because this young man has to go get, I believe you're getting fitted for a tux for a wedding.
Yep, I got to go try this thing on and see if I've got to go bigger or go smaller, which honestly is probably going to be going smaller. But yeah, I got to go do adult things. I'll be in Chicago here in 2 weeks. So
how soon do we want to get, are you going to be able to get back with us? Cause we got to do something for Halloween. Got to.
Just Friday. Hopefully I keep getting told that, you know, Jerry, we're taking you off an overtime schedule, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's a suggestion.
Yes. A strong suggestion.
I got voluntold. That's like, hey, Jared, I need you over here to work I section, possibly third shift on the weekend. I'm like, what? Why?
That's so messed up, dude.
Yeah, it's not even my section I work. It's like, you know what you're doing. You're here enough. Let's put you over here.
Man. So we're gonna have to cut things short because this man's gotta go adult, which 0 out of 10 never recommend. But we do recommend that you continue to support us. For those who already have been, thank you very much. Share with your friends, tell them about us, because we're pretty funny, we believe. And guys, we're coming up on two years of doing the show, which is
something like that.
Which is wild. I believe that will be next month. So we can
What's funny is I think our second year has been our more crazy year than our first year.
Yeah, just because life keeps saying, "Nah, you don't have time today." Yeah, but
you don't get to do that.
But we're doing everything we can to make time for all of you. So thank you to all of our listeners for your continued support. If you're new here, we really hope you enjoy what you've experienced with the Brew Crew, but we do got to wrap things up. This will be on YouTube, and if you haven't already, subscribe, share our show from Spotify to anybody that you know. Get the word out. You know, we're building business here, and we're always talking turkey and gobbledygook and nonsense. So on that note, we're gonna sign off here for myself, K Rob, for Mr. Moss, and the former man from Moss River. Jeez, I don't know. We got to get some.
You don't
Jared.
Know who this guy is anymore.
We got to get some Jared. We got to get some Jared back here. But right. on behalf of the Brew Crew, we all love you. Remember, be kind, always rewind. And to quote the late great Bob Barker, have your pet spayed or neutered. We will see you next time on Triple B's. We're out.
Peace.